This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith, a Republican from the Garden State's 4th Congressional District. He's one of the leaders in the pro-life movement among House Republicans, and he's also spearheading the effort to make sure there's no such thing in this country as federally funded taxpayer abortions. We also want to get his thoughts today as he took part in the March for Life, the annual event marking the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion in the country. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, one of the things that Speaker Boehner said in the aftermath of the health care bill repeal last week is that making sure that taxpayers weren't on the hook for abortions was the highest priority right now in the coming days, and that'll be an immediate priority on legislation. What exactly needs to be done on the legislative front?
Well, a large number of things, Greg, and the Republican leadership, let me say this at the outset, unlike, I've never seen it like this. I've been in Congress 31 years. They are totally committed. It's a matter of conviction to the life issue, to protecting the unborn child and their mothers from the violence of abortion. And first up is to stop the federal funding of abortion. We are now paying for abortions in the District of Columbia, for example. That came under Obama. Obamacare has at least a half a dozen areas where at the time and place of his choosing, since there's no statutory proscribing of abortion in that law, just a fig leaf executive order, they could do so, or a court could compel that. So we want to say that if you want to reduce abortions, and the evidence clearly shows that abortions drop by about 25% when there's no public funding, which is facilitation of abortion and the like. So we will literally save lives if we're able to codify existing laws like the Hyde Amendment or even my amendment, the Smith Amendment, which stopped funding for the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program, and to reclaim some riders we've lost, like the D.C. appropriations prohibition, and then to ensure that the Obamacare is no longer open to be. I mean, we want to repeal it and replace it, but we also want to ensure if that doesn't happen, this does not open up the floodgates to abortion on demand, especially in 2014 when the exchanges go into effect.
And just to follow up on the point you just finished with there, so at this point, are any of the provisions in effect where taxpayer funding of abortion comes through in the president's new health care law, or is it not till 2014?
Well, much of it is in abeyance right now. They have decided as a political calculation, because that's how they got Obamacare over the goal line. They were able to convince Bart Stupak and a few others that they weren't intending on paying for abortions. But there's nothing in the law that says they can. And we saw it with those in Pennsylvania and New Mexico when there was an attempt to fund abortion through one of the programs. It was completely wide open to do so, and he said, oh, we don't want to do that. Trust me, you can't count on the abortion president, who has been promoting abortion globally, especially through our foreign aid, to hold to that promise, and it's just that. It's a fig leaf commitment, in my opinion. So, but 2014, the mainstay of Obamacare comes into effect, the exchanges. And then it's absolutely certain, unless we proscribe it, unless we prohibit it, that abortion will be funded through a new mechanism in each one of the exchanges, in like New Jersey and all the other states. One plan will have to be pro-life, and virtually every other plan, insurance plan, will be open, wide open, for abortion funding and will be required to be so in at least one instance in every one of those areas. So, we'll get more abortions. We'll have more dead babies, more wounded moms as a direct result of that public funding.
Given the fierce backlash for the original Stupak-Pitts Amendment or anything else codifying that in the bill, do you believe that that was intentionally vague, that they wanted that loophole there, or do you think that some of them actually in good faith believed that it just wouldn't happen?
Well, my sense is that they were able to give the appearance of providing, it was a cover amendment or a cover action. I've been in Congress long enough to know that there's, if you want something, you have to have it statutorily. You have to have it there in black and white, clearly articulated in legislative language, so the intent is beyond any dispute. In this case, they actually implement the exchanges in 2014. That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. They're saying they will pay for abortions beginning in 2014. Added to that, the community health centers get well in excess of $10 billion new money. It's not governed by the Hyde Amendment like other community health centers are. It's explicitly put outside the reach of the Hyde Amendment. unless we, through our new legislation, reach out and say it's all covered. Otherwise, you know, these community health centers, and they're all over the country. They're great. They do good work. I have several in my own district. I don't want to see them turned into abortion mills where working poor and low-income people then are getting abortions on the federal dime.
One more question for you, sir, until we talk about what happened today on the March for Life and so forth. And are there any other areas where you foresee a showdown over abortion in general, abortion funding in the coming Congress?
Well, a number. Mike Pence has a bill in, a great bill, that would defund Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood performs 324,000 abortions or more in their clinics every year. They're the largest purveyors of abortion in the world. I've given two floor speeches in which I entitled it, you know, time to take a second look at Planned Parenthood, Child Abuse Incorporated. They are responsible for about a fourth of all the abortions in America, and they are looking to grow, not be diminished, and unfortunately Obama is pushing that as well. Mike Pence's amendment would say no, or bill, no funding for Planned Parenthood. We want to protect conscience rights. One of the very tragic things and pathetic things that this president did early on when he came into power was to take back the regulations promulgated by George Bush on conscience rights protections. So while we have the laws, the implementations of those laws are very hard to do. You know, if I'm a doctor or there's a nurse or an LPN that does not want to participate in abortions, their situation is very dubious. And we had a case at Mount Sinai Hospital last year where a nurse was ordered to do a non-life-threatening D&E abortion, to participate in that, at about 21, 22 weeks gestational age baby. And, you know, she was horrified because that's a dismemberment-type abortion, and she didn't want to be a part of it. She was forced to do so, told that she might have to do it again. She brought a lawsuit, which was dismissed by the district court because there's no implementing legislation, or rules, I should say. And let's not forget who brought those back and rolled them back, and that was Barack Obama. Our H.R. 3, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act, has clear, non-ambiguous language and a remedies section so that any man, woman, or nurse, doctor, institution, a hospital that feels it's being coerced into or discriminated against because of refusal to participate in the grisly business of abortion will have their conscience rights protected. So it'll be very clear, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Right now, conscience clause, because of this White House, are in limbo.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith represents his state's 4th congressional district and is perhaps the leading pro-life voice among House Republicans. There's still another part of this conversation to come. We want to get Congressman Smith's insight on the grisly story of abortionist Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia and his thoughts on Monday's March for Life on the National Mall. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.